This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We had to call in the big guns.
Yeah, we had to call in an old friend. We are broadcasting live from Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis on Kings Highway. Bring some stuff by. Bring supplies. They need it. We're going to be here until 12.
Yep.
And we saw this lady walk in.
Yeah.
And she was beautiful.
Radiant. And familiar.
And I said, get over here and sit down, woman.
What's funny is that's actually what he said, was get over here and sit down, which is kind of rude.
Carol Daniel.
About it.
Carol Daniel, the retired Carol Daniel, who's still working.
Still, yeah.
Unretired. Still working, but now she's here.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
First of all, I need headphones on. I feel weird that I cannot hear what's happening. Okay, what am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Right now or in my life, Chris Raby?
Raby?
I know!
Raby.
It was a Freudian slip.
My
no.
Lord.
No,
there's
because
too many Chris's
I would,
in the sports department.
I would
department.
Call him that. I would call you that.
That's not very nice. What are you doing?
So what am I doing?
Well, right now you're talking to us.
I work part-time at 9 PBS.
You're there most of the week, though. Not even part-time.
No, I'm only there 3 days a week.
Well, that's way too much for...
There's 7 days in a week, you know.
I know, but
and
you're retired.
So, yeah, so I have an Emmy-nominated podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. You, it's amazing to get to... At the time, I was 62 and get an Emmy nomination at 62. I'm now 63. And so I am senior producer and host of this podcast. And then Michael McMillan called me over a year ago while I was on the beach in St. Croix and said, he texted me first and said, your ears must be burning. And I got up and I went to my husband and I said, Michael McMillan just texted me. Mm. And we knew that he had something, but I didn't know what it was. And so I became the director part-time. I'm here Monday and Friday. Of the Save Our Sisters Women's Empowerment Program. And Amy knows this about me, that I want to empower people in general, but especially women. So that's what I'm doing.
So I'm doing the math.
Yeah, do the math.
That's like,
what math are you doing?
Well, it seems like at least 5 days a week and maybe more.
Yes, so you're 2 days
working.
Here, you're
yes.
2 days at PBS.
Yes, and 3 days there.
That's awesome.
And then
3 days, yes.
Yeah.
So that's the whole week.
And there's some Sundays where I am... You know, working on shows.
That is far more than retired.
It is. Yes, it is.
And then that's more than we do.
Some Saturdays when I'm here at the Urban League for whatever the event may be. And some evening events that I've had here in this very room at the Urban League. But my husband says, the handsome Patrick says of me that I'm working harder than ever, but he thinks I'm happier than ever.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That is great.
We're happy, but it almost seems like an insult to us, though. Doesn't it?
Only he would pick up on
it. I mean, wait a minute.
No.
She's happy being away from me. You don't get to see me every day.
I'm not happy being away. Yes, and the legs are on point today. He's wearing shorts.
I know.
I thought we were
going to
be outside. So
that's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know how to dress.
It is not that I'm happy being away from you. I am just, this is mission-oriented
yes,
work.
Yes, of course.
And so it's incredible in one's life to be able to devote like 100% to mission. It's amazing. It's just really, really fulfilling. And I'm doing some, you know, mentoring as well, like actual, I mean, I always mentor people. I could be in Target, which I'm not going to Target, but I could be, that was a political statement. I could be in, let's see, Bowood, which is my favorite breakfast spot.
Okay.
Gerard Kraft.
Central West End. Nice.
Yeah, Central West End. I could be in Bowood and I, you know, someone will approach me and I'm mentoring everywhere, all the time. I am always ready with a, with some wisdom and encouragement and correction. I'm always ready, but now I'm formally doing it. And so it is just, it, my cup is overflowing.
And now I know where to find you at all times. You're either here.
No, you don't.
You're
no,
at
you
Urban
don't.
League. You're either at PBS or you're Bowood. So I know where to find you.
Best pancakes.
They're very good.
They're very good.
Yeah.
They're very
right.
good.
Thank you.
Has it been over at PBS? Obviously. Do you ever run into Charlie Brennan doing Donnybrook?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's there on Thursdays, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'm working from home. So I see him every now and then.
Yeah.
And then he texts me every now and then. You want to fill in? No, thank you. I'm booked. I'm booked that day.
I think he's booked in France. He goes to France a lot.
Yeah, I'm booked that day. Well, he left and he was learning French. And
yes.
I'm like, why are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep his brain sharp, is what he said.
Yeah.
So, I don't run into him that often.
Now, are you going to do much traveling in between all of your jobs that you're still doing? Like, do you have the opportunity? Would you want to?
Well, the great thing about the schedule is it's very easy on my life. And I have gone to St. Croix more in the last 3 years, which was a year and I was at leaving the last year at KMOX. I've gone to St. Croix probably four times.
Your husband's from the Caribbean, right?
Is he
from St. Croix?
He was born in St. Lucia, grew up in St. Croix, and his mother and brother still live there. And so I have gone a lot, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because the mosquitoes love this body, and I'm like, please stop feasting on this voluptuous woman. Well, please stop it. Just stop it. You're ruining my vacation. But pro tip, eucalyptus oil, eucalyptus.
Really?
All, yeah, I am slathered in eucalyptus, and then they stop.
Okay.
But I am traveling a little bit. But not as much as because I'm working so much. And I have the joy. Our VP of Communications, Lee Haynes, here at the Urban League, she and I, maybe 2 years ago, were like, we should work together. And then a year later, we are working here together at the Urban League. So there's so many amazing people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you just don't know what's going to happen in retirement. Your circle is going to shift, but you hope it shifts upward. You hope that loneliness is very real for a lot of retirees. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to be lonely. I'm just so busy.
That's
awesome. And I just am loving the new people I'm getting to know. I'm loving all the stories and the careers that I'm seeing flourish because now I'm around, which wasn't the case at KMOX because a lot of us had been there for many, many years, right? So we were all graying together. And now I'm around younger people.
Yeah.
I mean, people in their 20s. And it's
Fred Bottomer's still there. He's got all his folders still.
He's carrying all the folders.
All the folders.
And he is there 16 hours a day, minimum.
He is
minimum.
Not human.
He's not.
Fred Bottomer, who was at one time my executive producer, left Mizzou, graduated, went to KMOX, and has been there. That's his only job in life he's ever had.
42
is KMOX.
Years, I think.
Something,
42,
something,
years now?
Something inhuman. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Michael Calhoun, obviously, it still has his audio list of classic out of context.
We
moments.
Would be sitting in the newsroom,
yeah.
and if there was any downtime or anybody said a word, he would immediately find an audio clip.
Yeah.
And play it out loud, and it would set the tone.
Is that your Fred Bottomer moment? Who wrote the script when you said that the goats get mean and horny?
Kevin Killeen. And as an anchor, you have to know who's writing your script because everybody has a style.
Yeah.
Some people have more mistakes than others, and you just have to be aware of that. And Kevin Killeen is one of those people.
Yeah.
Old English, he loves old language. And so he meant to write ornery but spelled it wrong and wrote horny. And I understood the story, and it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Goats can get
that goats would be horny.
Yeah, that happens.
So
it does happen.
I didn't know all of the story, so I read goats can get mean. And when you begin to hear me pausing, my brain is like, what are we about to say here? What mean and horny? Okay. Can anybody in here, when you get horny, are you mean? I mean, it didn't make sense. It really didn't make sense out loud.
I guess it depends. I don't know.
The goats probably have a harder time
unfulfilled.
Communicating.
Unfulfilled horniness would make you mean.
Let me ask you this.
Unrequited
is
love.
Is this a PG show?
Is this live?
No, not anymore.
Yes, this is live.
Not anymore. Yeah.
This ain't PBS, let me tell you that.
You were going to say, dear. You were going to ask a question?
I think I was just saying unrequited.
I was going to ask a question.
Okay. All right.
Are you blaming him? Are you blaming Kevin? Or did you see Ornery and think horny?
It was spelled horny.
Are you sure? Okay.
I am certain.
Yeah.
All right.
Did
well,
he think it was
you.
A silent H, maybe?
He wrote horny. He spelled horny. He spelled horny. Yes. No. Y'all trying to trip me up, and it's not going to work.
It's called a follow-up question.
Is it?
You're a reporter. You know. I just want to make sure.
Some are good and some are not, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, Kevin and I had an infamously loving, intense relationship. Because I adored him, but he also was often a difficult. You have to be headstrong as a reporter.
Yeah.
You got to know what you want to get. You got to know the questions. You've got to be able to face down governors and senators and superintendents and people in power and still ask them the hard question. So he was that way. But then sometimes he would just write things that were very poetic.
Yes.
He was really good with that.
He was very good with that.
He could turn a phrase.
Didn't always flow.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Who was a former governor of Illinois who went to jail, who's now pardoned? What is Ron
Blagojevich?
Blagojevich. And he wrote a story about Blagojevich's hair.
Mm-hmm.
That it was his wavy hair. I'm like, where does this fit in the story?
Well, it draws a picture.
Did you read it?
Yeah, well, of course I did. Of course I did.
Beautiful and wavy locks.
Beautiful, wavy black hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man's going to prison. maybe that was the story. Yeah.
I think
the lead here?
Yeah.
His hair is wavy? Or he's waving goodbye on the way to prison.
So how are you two doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Well, I mean, look at us.
Look at us. Have you ever seen anyone in shorts look so happy?
You want to touch?
I do not.
Carol, there's not enough eucalyptus in the world. Keep me away from you.
Oh my! So Amy reminded me that you were my stalker.
Yes,
you were,
Chris Ronji, Carol Daniel is the one that got away.
Yeah.
That's right.
And Chris Ronji, at one point,
she's saying your last name again and again, so I won't say.
Well, this is going to shock Ronji. Listeners that he's threatening.
And Carol.
And he threatened to, like, creep on Carol's
house.
Like, on a date night with her husband.
Let me just say to you.
That was the story.
Let me just say, your furniture looks great from the lawn.
It was always so fascinating to me that you, because I feel like I'm maternal to a lot of people. And yet you were like, I was touched.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Still got it.
Yep.
She's still got it.
The mosquitoes and Chris Ron can't keep them away.
How's that husband of yours? Everything good? He's great.
Next month, we celebrate 31 years.
Wow.
31.
31 years. That is a wow indeed.
That's a long time.
It is a very long time. And my heart still, when he walks in a room, I still get weak in the knees.
That's awesome.
And that's why I'm wearing a cane. Using.
Cane.
I'm weak in the knees. 31 years. It's done me in. My knees have been weak for far too long.
Carol, we love you. We're so glad you stopped by. Did you come by specifically for us?
Yes, I did.
Because you told Amy yesterday you didn't have time for us.
I did not say those words. Where's my cell phone?
You said you had no time.
No, I said she didn't have much to add.
I did not. I said that I was not a central part at all of the recovery effort here at the Urban League, and I didn't have much to add in regards to tornado recovery. That's what I said.
But she hoodwinked us.
I came in to watch and to support and to see you.
Well, we love you.
Thank you, Carol.
I love you back.
We miss you.
It's good to be missed. I didn't say I miss you.
Well,
I rehearsed that in my head when I was on my way up.
Oh, yes.
But Amy might tell me she missed me. What am I going
to
say?
It's good to be missed.
It's good to be missed.
This is the Emmy Award-winning Carol Daniels.
No. Emmy nominated. Don't get me
wrong. Oh, only nominated? Oh.
Have you ever been nominated?
No.
We won an award.
We won an award, though, for best,
best opinion.
We have the best opinions in the whole state.
Really?
That's what the Missouri Broadcasting Association...
I want to know what the opinion was.
I don't know. We don't even know yet.
They didn't tell
Nobody
us.
Nobody told us.
Really?
It just said best opinion.
Yeah. Well, congratulations
for having
the best opinion.
Well, here's how it went down in my book is like we're on air and I said, here's what I think.
Yeah.
And they were like,
there it is.
That's great.
It doesn't
matter
what's next.
Yep.
Here's what I think is all we need.
Is that the new name of the show? Here's what I think.
Actually,
we should call it that.
Here's what I think. That's a great segment.
Stupid name for a stupid show.
It's
award-winning
stupid show.
Thank you, Carol. We love you.
It's so good to see you guys. And thanks for coming to the best Urban League in the entire country.
We are at Urban League. Metropolitan St. Louis, we are here till 12 o'clock on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.